Welcome in, everyone, to this Bastards series preview. We just got done wrapping up the Red Sox latest series against the Minnesota Twins. They are now heading to Chicago to face the Chicago White Sox for a three-game series. I'm your host, Jason Kelly. I'm here once again, my usual crew, Micah Storms and Terry Cushman. And we're going to dive right in to this three-game series starting on Friday nights. At 8 o'clock, Brian Bello taking on Lucas Giolito for the White Sox. Micah, what do you like in that series?
Well, with how much I've been hyping up Brian Bello, and rightfully so, I'd be crazy to go against him. But I am curious to see how he does against a different lineup because his last two starts came against the Yankees, which right now they just have the worst lineup in baseball. So, although the White Sox don't have a terrific lineup, I think it is it's a step up from where the Yankees are. Lucas Giolito is a really tough pitcher, so I feel like based on the matchups, if there's a game that the White Sox can get, it would probably be game one, but I am not going to pick against my guy, Brian Bello, so give me the Red Sox in game one.
Terry, who you got?
This is it's the best starting pitching matchup of the whole series. Two guys that are really, at their high points of the season. Giolito's only looked bad in really just one start all year. It was the second start of the season against the Pittsburgh Pirates, who swept us, by the way, so we weren't the only ones that got tuned up by them, but he gave up 7 earned to them, and there's been a couple of outings where he did give up 4 runs, but that's been the most he's given up in, his last 3 starts, just 2 earned runs or less. And the impressive thing about Giolito was he wasn't very good last year. That bad start to this year, you had to wonder if something was wrong or whatever, but he's really turned it around and he's been one of the lone bright spots with the White Sox this year. Having said that, I just don't trust that number 26th ranked bullpen that the Chicago White Sox have that does not have Liam Hendricks, who's out right now with elbow inflammation. So his comeback was very brief. I just don't know how they're going to tame this Red Sox offense. And especially if Giolito exits the game and his team is behind, I'm just kind of going to ride the hot hand here and take the Red Sox under Bello for game one.
Yeah, I think I'm with you guys. I'm taking the Red Sox and Bello as well. Giolito hasn't been terrible to start this year, like you said, Terry. But he gives up a lot of hits, and he's already given up 13 home runs on the year. So when he gets hit hard. Now, he does have that ability to miss a lot of bats. He strikes out a lot of guys, but I don't think this guy is the same anymore. And the Red Sox offense can be a little bit, this and that lately, but I think they'll get to Giolito. And I think Brian Bello is just getting more and more confident with every start that he goes out there. So I like the matchup. I like the Red Sox offense against Giolito. And you mentioned their bullpen struggles. If they chase Giolito early, they could really pour it on and turn this into a blowout, frankly. So I will also take the Red Sox in game one because I just have confidence in Bello and I don't have a lot of confidence in Giolito and what's backing him over there in Chicago. So for game two, this will be on Saturday. This is a 4 o'clock game. James Paxton going for the Red Sox against Lance Lynn. Micah, who do you like in that one?
I can't take the White Sox. I can't even think about taking the White Sox. Lance Lynn has a 6.51 ERA. He has given up 94 hits, which is the most in baseball. And in 15 starts, he's allowed 18 home runs. This is, if this is a I cannot think of a better example for a Rafael Devers get right game. This is that, and I think Devers has a massive game. Paxton does what he's been doing, and I think the Red Sox win. Although I probably say this, and we thought this when they played the Rockies, they had a bunch of guys with 5-6 ERAs, and look what happened in that series. But I'm predicting the Red Sox don't do that, and they win.
Terry, what do you like?
It's been a bad year for chubby starting pitchers, Lance Lynn, Alec Manoa, namely. And I'm not fat shaming. I am the chubbiest guy on this entire crew. I'm the only guy north of 200 pounds. So not that I'm that much over it, but it is. So anyway, Paxton has been a bona fide ace since he's come back. And Lance Lynn, I mean, he's having probably the worst year of his career. And quite frankly, I'm kind of impressed he's even lasted this long. I mean, he's been more of an off-speed finesse guy. He's never been a mid to upper 90s guy that blows people away. And the fact that, you know, he's 36 years old and hung on this long, I'm impressed, but I don't think he's going to be very impressive in the second game here. I'm going to stop short of calling it an automatic win, because that was a jinx earlier on in the year, but I just don't see how you get there. I just don't see, you know, bad starting pitcher, bad bullpen, number 24th ranked offense in MLB. There's just, I can't go there. So I've got the Red Sox winning game two with James Paxton.
Yeah, the combination of James Paxton rediscovering his old form, which was very good. He's been a very good pitcher for a long time. He's finally healthy. The velocity's back up. He appears to be back to normal. You contrast that with Lance Lynn, who looks like he's having his Corey Kluber season. He's now 36 years old. He's getting tattooed. You know, Micah mentioned it, 18 home runs given up already. ERA is over 6. His whip is basically 1.5. He's not missing bats anymore. He's not. Whatever magic he found the last couple of years in his 30s, it's all gone. So he's just kind of looks like he's washed, looks like he's towards the end here. If the Red Sox don't take advantage of this guy in the state that he's in right now, it's a major concern, because their offense is good enough that they should be able to put up 5-6 runs on Lance Lynn pretty easily. And I trust the way James Paxton is pitching. This White Sox offense is not great. He should be able to shut them down pretty easily. So, yeah, take me for the Red Sox in game two as well. I think that this one should be a blowout, or at the very least, it should be a victory of 5 or more runs, because Lance Lynn looks like he's done. So give me the Red Sox in game two as well. So with that, the series finale, Sunday, 2:10 start in the afternoon. Cutter Crawford going for the Red Sox. We don't, as of right now, have a starter for the Chicago White Sox, so that could be an opener. It could be someone they call up. We don't quite know yet, but at least we're pretty sure that Cutter Crawford is going for the Red Sox. Micah, who do you like in the series finale?
I really don't want to pick a sweep, because since I've started, it's happened a couple of times on here where someone's predicted it. I know I predicted it against the Cardinals, and it was the reverse effect, and the Red Sox got swept. So I really don't want to do it, but with a straight face, and I cannot be honest and pick TBD. So as long as TBD does not become Dylan Cease, I'm going to take the Red Sox. I like Crawford. I think this is another good matchup for him. So as long as he stays in attack mode and he doesn't walk hitters, he should do just fine. Keep the offense in the game. And like you guys have stated, the White Sox, they're just having a terrible season. Their pitching is not good. Their bullpen's terrible. So I don't see why this series, the Red Sox bats don't, they should be able to put up the final two games. They should be able to put five or six or more runs against Giolito, who knows, but Sunday should be another big offensive game. So give me the Red Sox a sweep, but I don't love it just because the Red Sox will probably go to Chicago and have their worst series of the season. So I don't like it.
So a reluctant sweep from Micah. Terry, what do you got?
I mean, I think this is the most losable game for the Red Sox, you could say. I mean, if Crawford just doesn't have it, and let's face it, I mean, this is a bad White Sox team, but it's a team that's underachieved. So if they finally start overachieving here, and Crawford's just in the wrong place at the wrong time, that's how you don't sweep the series. But at the same time, face value, we don't know what kind of garbage they might be throwing out there against him, and they're going to have a garbage bullpen backing up the garbage spot starter. So I have to go with Crawford. I have to go with the sweep here.
So I actually thought this would be a little more split. The White Sox stink, and it's just, they really stink. They're awful, and I haven't predicted many sweeps for the Red Sox this year. I think I only predicted one other, and it backfired on me. But I'm going with the sweep too. We're gonna make it three. You know, another sweep here because I'm still iffy on Cutter Crawford. I still don't know if he's a long-term starter, but I don't trust whatever the White Sox are going to throw out there. I just think they're a team in so much limbo right now, and I think they're a team that's going to get ready to start selling pretty soon. So you might see a team, if the Red Sox take the first two games of the series, you might see a team that starts to quit a little bit over there in Chicago. I don't believe in the leadership over there. I don't believe in their overall morale as a team. So give me the sweep. Give me Crawford on Sunday. You know, I think he'll pitch okay. I don't think he's going to pitch as well as he did against Minnesota, but I think he could have another solid performance. And if Bayo and Paxton do what we think they're going to do in the first two games and your bullpen is pretty well rested, then, you know, Sunday you could be pretty well set up. You know, especially if you have a couple of runs for a lead, that, you know, you'll have plenty of options, and you could still potentially have Martin and Jansen available to you if you need them. And you have the off day, on Monday as well. So that'll play into it too. So I like the Red Sox to sweep here. I just, even though I'm a little iffy on Cutter Crawford, the White Sox are just in such a bad way. I can't imagine, you know, anything goes south here. So I will also take the sweep. Any final thoughts on this series before we wrap?
One thing we probably should have noted, I don't know how big of an impact it'll be, but Alex Verdugo not expected back until Tuesday. So he will miss the whole series on bereavement leave. There's no details on that, but sounds like he did lose somebody close to him. So thoughts and prayers with him.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, thoughts and prayers with Alex Verdugo and his family, whatever they're going through. Like you said, not expected back till Tuesday, so they will be without one of their better bats in the lineup. That is a key absence, but like I said, should still be a good series against the White Sox this weekend. So we will wrap it on that. Keep an eye out for our Bastards Roundtable episode coming out this weekend. We're going to talk about some of those other small market teams that are actually doing pretty well around baseball. So keep an eye out for that. And then the Weekend Crew will be back with you guys on Monday. They will recap the White Sox series. So until then, everyone, take care.
From a meeting at the office to a big first day, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every event. But clothes don't make the man. So why stuff your closet with things that only work for some situations? With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting. Their clothing is understated and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They craft each piece by combining timeless style and modern performance materials, so you can stay looking good and feeling comfortable from morning to evening. No wardrobe changes required. Browse everything from summer-ready tech linen shorts and anti-odor polos to tailored sweats and crews for a night in. They can outfit you for anything, no matter what's on your agenda for the day. Go to macweldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25. That's MACKWELDON.com, promo code MAC25.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.